Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to COCKTAILS, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Hanky Panky. The ingredients you need to make a Hanky Panky are 1.5 ounces of gin, 1.5 ounces of sweet vermouth, 2 dashes of Vernet Branca, hope I said it right, and for garnish, you're going to have an orange twist. So you're going to add the gin, the vermouth, and the Vernet Branca into a mixing glass with ice and stir until it's well chilled. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass and garnish with an orange twist. I love a cocktail with hard to pronounce words.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's like a liqueur.
Okay. I like it when it's got fancy ingredients.
Yeah.
I have so many little bottles of like different types of bitters and things. I'm like, why the fuck did I buy this? I'm not going to use it.
But it's cute because you might one day make something that does call for like bitters and you're like, oh, I do have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it.
That is important. Okay. Welcome back to Cocktails Ready Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
How are you?
I am doing great. I have a clear mind. Oh. I feel free. I can breathe.
You was doing yoga again.
Well, I was, but you know, I've been talking about this for a long time, but I finally am all the way moved into my apartment.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. And speaking of like things that you want to make sure you have, like I got a little bar cart. Mm-hmm. Like I just really wanted this to be like grown woman vibes.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like you get to a certain age and it's like, there's just certain things you should have. Don't mm-hmm. be asking people to borrow it. Don't be, you sit on the couch, we're all on top of each other. Girl, I bought a sectional. I bought it. Unfortunately, a man did not buy it for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Kiki. Mm-hmm.
It's
I appreciate
yours and
that.
Can't nobody take it from
you. Yes. I got my first real plant. Like, I got a large plant that cost about, she cost me like $45. I don't know what type she is. I got it from IKEA. And her name is Kreisha.
And it's alive?
And she's alive. Ooh. It's a real live plant. And I'm going to do my best to keep her alive because good the luck. Succulents that I had got in my last place, they died instantly. And I was like,
mine died too. And people say you can't kill them. Yes, you can.
Girl, everyone was like, you know,
are
there's
they
a.
Black widows?
I don't know, but I don't want to believe that I can't be a plant mom. I just love when you look at people's places and you see all the life in their apartment.
It feels good. The air feels better in there.
Yeah. So I got my plant. Her name is Kreisha. I've been talking to her every morning. I play classical music for her. So hopefully she lasts long. While my mom was at my place helping me decorate, it's expensive when you're decorating and just putting unnecessary things around your apartment.
All these little knickknacks and
the
things.
Knickknacks, the mirrors, the hooks, the floating
mirrors
shelves.
Are high.
My nigga.
And then if you can do it yourself, that'll save you a bunch, because if you can't, you're just going to be punching holes in the wall.
Yeah, and I do that, but then I was like, you know, my mom was like, just call TaskRabbits. And I was just like, why don't I have a man that will do these things for me?
We need to find us some country men. A
countrymen or men in construction or plumbers, because here's the thing, Kiki, they don't lie to us and told us. People want these men that wear these iced out chains and trying to be rappers and scamming ass niggas. You know what? I want a man that works in some construction.
Well, I just need him on the team.
Or he could own the construction company.
He could own it, yeah, because I don't want them rough, calloused fingers rubbing up on my
precious
goods. I
don't mind a little rough callous. Give me that rough callous, because if my man... This
if you're not giving me a pedicure, I don't want nothing to be rough, okay?
This one I'd be wishing I was still with Carlos, because that nigga can build a house. And I'd just be like, wow. I started tapping into some of the men that I knew from when I worked at a real estate company.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I knew so many people that own construction companies. And there was this one guy, and he was like, let me send over one of my guys, and he'll do it. Don't worry about the payment. I was like,
that's nice.
That is really nice. And he always wanted to date me, but he's little and he's kind of corny, but I'm not gonna lie, the gestures that he did this past week, I'm gonna give him
the
a chance eventually.
You know what, guys, some of the corny niggas, they're starting to look a little bit more attractive. Yes. I don't know if it's because I'm old as fuck or what.
How about this? When he came to look at the things I needed to have done, he was like, you know, before I leave this, have you ever had a nigga try to impress your mama in front of her because he knows you're not just gonna fuck with him, so he tried to get your mama to be like, he's a good guy. my nigga.
Yeah. And I'd be like, he's horrible. You don't know the story. I didn't even introduce you to him. He just popped up on your ass. You don't know. If I tell you all his business.
I'm saying goodbye to him and about to walk him back downstairs. And he's like, oh, wait. Before you go, I'm going to sell you some money so you can take your mom out to eat and your nephew, because Zane was there.
They love to treat the mamas out to eat.
I was looking at him like, I was like.
But thank you.
You know, I ain't never been out with you a day. And I was like, okay, thanks. He was like, yeah, make sure. He's like, mom, you know, you need to eat. You out here helping, baby girl. And I was like, my mom's like,
he's a nice guy. What's wrong with him, Dean?
Girl, now I've been responding to his text messages.
I mean, bite-sized Chris Brown gonna be gone.
He gonna be gone. So, make sure y'all listen to the Patreon episode to hear about what happened to bite-sized Chris Brown. What you been up to?
Okay, so besides visiting Louisiana, hanging out with the family, I forgot to say this. Okay, so while I was in Louisiana, Drea had a hosting in Shreveport. Girl, I went to the club in Shreveport. Yes. Y'all, we had a catfish plate in the club, but that catfish was so good. We had a good time. So my sister, Jasmine, she came up with me. And so we went out, we had a good time, we got drunk. It was fun. They sent a sprinter for us. I didn't know they had sprinters in Shreveport.
Hold up. Oh, y'all was famous.
Yeah. Then, oh my God. I'm sitting outside Saturday at my grandma's house. And it's funny to me because I swear, y'all know I've been saying I haven't been feeling so great lately. When I go to Nashville, those people gonna bump you up. They are just gonna make you feel like so good about yourself. So I'm sitting on the porch, minding my business with the family. We're barbecuing. And this guy rides by. He's trying to flirt with me. I said, sir, I am so old and I can tell that you are young. So he's trying to holler, all this stuff going back and forth. So he's like, you're from here, but I don't know you. I said, because I'm way older than you. This is why you don't know me. I know your grandpa and them. We're going back and forth. Okay. And so I give him my Instagram. He pulls it up, holding up traffic, mind you. There's a line of cars. He was like, oh, and you famous too?
If you have
at least 10,000 followers out there, it's like you are famous. You will feel like fucking Beyonce.
You really, and don't be verified. I don't even know how I got verified, but niggas really be like, oh, you, no, I'm not. Stop. Can we stop?
It was funny, but yeah, I did that. That was fun. I'm trying to think of what else. Maybe that's it. Book club this month. We picked a new book. I think it's called The Stolen Daughter. It's pretty good. I started it already. You can join the book club at any point. I'll put the link down below. I'm trying to think. I guess that's it. I ain't been doing nothing. We went out.
We went to Tribeca with Samia from, I always say Samia and it's Samaya. From
Sexual
Essentials. She does like live showings of like how to suck dick, how to eat pussy. So we,
how to ride a dick.
How to ride it. A lot of things like how to's. And they're really good shows, classes, I mean. And so we went to Tribeca and had a meet and greet with her. It was fun. I just wanted to bring it up because I went to go ask Razzby from B2K, the late and great B2K, if he would come and take a picture with us. And I didn't think that it was going to be challenging. Yeah, like, I was just like, I'll be right back, guys. I'm going to go ask Razzby if he'll take a picture with us. Just because, you know, it would be a good picture. I used to love Razzby. I thought I was going to marry Razzby.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tapped this nigga on his shoulder and he tried to act like he was still famous, I was like, Razzby, sir, we all know your business on the internet. He looked at me like, oh, yeah, like, I'll come in a second. First of all, nobody else is bothering you. Yeah, no one's bothering you. Come on, Raz. Like, come. I was like, sir. And then I even told him, if you don't want to come take the picture, you definitely don't have to.
We're good.
It was weird. I was like, sir.
Especially because his fake-ass publicist was just blowing up our email, inviting us to his celebrity birthday bash with that blurry-ass flyer.
Who was going to be the celebrity?
I guess you.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird to me when people act like that. It's just like, first of all, you need to eat a whole humble pie. But second,
stop.
Even if you were still famous, why act like that? You know, it's just, it's so nasty and so rude. I don't like it. Mm. Not one bit.
I don't either. I wanted to share one more quick little story before we move on to weird sex. So my mom was with me for about a week and a half. I'm loving my mom being in town.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy tried to woo her in the elevator. You remember when I talked about Alejandro a couple weeks ago and how he blocked me in the elevator and was like, why are you not trying to talk to me, shorty, the one from New York? And I was like, sir, just because I'm not interested. So we get in the elevator. I had already told my mom about Alejandro. And she was like, that is really, he shouldn't be blocking you on the elevator. So I was like, yeah, he shouldn't, mom. We are leaving to go to, like, I think we were going to rooms to go or something like that.
the elevator opens on my floor and there is Alejandro. And as soon as I saw him and rolled my eyes, he saw me and rolled his eyes. But I had my mom with me and my nephew. So he's, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the nigga took advantage of the opportunity. He was like, are you her mom? And I was like, yeah. I mean, he was like, my mom was like, yeah. She was like, what's your name? He's like, I'm Alejandro. She's like, oh, Miss Gina, nice to meet you. I said, mom, this is the dude who locked me in the elevator. We're in the elevator telling on each other. I was like, mom, he locked me in the elevator because he's always trying to shoot his shot and I don't want to talk to him. He's like, but let me tell you something, mom. He was like, mommy. That's what he was calling her.
Mommy.
He was like, I'm a really good man. He was like, and I'm trying to take your daughter out and she won't let me have her. My mom said, well, hold on. She won't let you have her. What you trying to get? Girl, it was so funny. Then Zane is looking at him. We're walking out the front. He's talking my mom's head off. They're cracking up, having a good old time.
In the elevator?
In the elevator. And then as we walk out the lobby, Zane's like, ooh, is that your car? And he was like, yes, nephew, that is where. He said, that's a, nice car. A nice car. I said, Zane, be quiet. And then he's telling my mom, like, look, I'm going to keep pursuing your daughter. He's like, Medina, look, like, your mom likes me. Your nephew likes me. You really don't know what you're missing out on.
My nephew likes your car.
I was like, sir, if you don't get your... And my mom's like, he is kind of cute. And I was like, he is... Niggas are starting to wear me down. I'm not gonna
they
lie.
Are.
I'm getting to that. You're wearing me down, and I might just have to give you a chance.
I get it. I get it. Because, you know, something got to shake around these parts. We can't keep doing this, living our lives like this. This is horrible. Okay. So, on that note, we'll go ahead and move on to Indecisive Diane.
She ain't here yet.
She's still on the way. She in traffic. My bad.
All right, guys. So when I heard about paintyourlife.com, initially I thought, what a great idea, but it must be incredibly expensive. Then I actually went to paintyourlife.com, looked around, and I realized it's totally affordable. You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo or any set of photos at a truly affordable price. You can choose from a team of artists from all over the world and work with them until every detail is perfect. When I ordered the cocktails photo of Medina and I, there were a few changes that I needed to be made, and the artists were able to turn those changes around really quick before I finally approved the photo to actually be painted and sent over to us. It was a really quick and easy process. It only took a couple of weeks, and it makes for the perfect birthday, anniversary, or even a wedding gift. I love the portrait. We've been bringing it to the studio every time we record, and it's just really something different. It's nice. Our team in the studio didn't even realize it was a painting. They thought it was a photo. It's so realistic, so beautiful. It came in a lovely frame. We just love it. I'm going to have lots of portraits throughout my home from paintyourlife.com. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word TAILS to 64,000. That's TAILS to 64,000. Text TAILS, TAILES, to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text TAILS to 64,000.
Weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert. Yeah. Man is absolutely not necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
I need more caffeine. All right, y'all. So some people got arrested.
Oh, again?
Yeah. People gonna stay going to jail behind sex. It's like, I get it. The horniness takes over. These people try to have an orgy in the woods. Guess how old they were?
I'm going to assume they were old. 63. 85.
84. 85 range.
Who helped them get there?
Well, in the 80s. Okay, so there were six people. Sorry. There was a woman who was 84. Then Richard Butler, 82. His wife, Joyce. Daniel was 67. John was 62. He was a little young. Charles was 75. And Otto was 62. They were in the forest in Connecticut fucking and hunching. And the park police got their asses. Why would you do that?
What are you doing?
You know you can't run.
And was
fuck around and break a hip. And what if a bear comes?
How'd y'all even got... Like, how'd y'all... Did they hike far? Was it just in their...
I don't know. It's in the neighborhood or whatever, but they went out there and somebody saw somebody walking naked, so they called it in and they were outside. They had left their clothes draped on the cars. Like, this is not how you do it.
I wonder if someone is on the verge of death and they're like, I've just always wanted to do this. And they're like, you know what, Roberto, we're going to do it for
you. But you know what? They said that that park is known for that. People, lots of people go out there to get their freak on.
What's it called again?
What is it called?
I might need to go.
It's in Connecticut.
I ain't never had sex in the woods. I've had it on the beach. And it is not as great as
people. Fuck around and catch chickers or something. Yeah. You don't want to do that. Lyme disease. Oh, no. I don't know about that, Medina. Maybe in a cabin.
A glamp?
What if, like, a bug got you?
Could you imagine?
While you're butt-ass naked and it got up in your cootie cat.
Your hole. One of your holes. And you had to go to the doctor and explain that to them. And they're looking at you like...
Or what if a lizard falls on your head, like in the Parent Trap?
That
and you're trying to suck
to
a dick
me.
And a...
I wasn't sucking dick and I wasn't having sex.
It got just in your mouth?
It fell in my head. I was at my parents' house. Girl, and I had a sew-in. It was stuck in the braids. I was screaming.
How did you get it out? This
I was
is freaking
screaming.
Me out.
It was late at night. I was letting my dog outside. My dad came running downstairs. Everyone thought I was being murdered. And I got in trouble because of the dramatics.
You got in trouble.
But I couldn't get the lizard out of my head. You know when you pull him too hard, they break. Mm-hmm. And his tail broke. Girl, he ran down my face. It was really that was not fun.
Well.
Huh? That's a good weird sex because that shit is weird.
That is weird. Y'all, don't be doing that. And encourage your grandparents to just have sex at home. Give them some privacy, maybe. Yeah. Stop busting their room. Knock first and wait for a response so they can stop going to the woods to fuck each other and have nasty-ass orgies and shit. Anyway, that's it for weird sex. Send your stuff in to us if you see anything interesting. Thanks.
Outside is open. They said we outside. Speaking of outside being open, we have some topics about being outside that I really want to dive into. This was really heavy on my mind because it's kind of personal to me. So do you have any relationships that were founded during the pandemic, during the lockdown, when it was really the height of it? Did you have any friendships or situationships, if you will, that developed over COVID times?
They didn't start there, but there were definitely situations that happened that only happened because of the lockdown.
Right. And so, which brings me to my point, is some of the relationships that it's only one, that formed like during the lockdown, I'm like, oh my gosh, now that outside is open, I've been having anxiety about like, is our relationship going to change?
Okay.
And because we were limited to what we could do, who we
Which
were
is a
meeting
few things.
And so it was kind of
hard to meet new people.
It was hard to meet new people, whether it be like you just personally don't want to be having a whole lot of people over in your space because maybe you're going to be around little kids. So it's kind of like maybe you got a sex partner during lockdown and you just stuck with that person because it was safe. It was like the safe thing to do. And so like when you spend so much time with somebody, no matter what it is, you start to get close. And now that the outside is open, like my little Lieutenant Bay, I'm a little worried.
Why?
Well, this is what happened.
Okay.
We really
drank.
I wish we had a shot.
Right?
I met him in the height of COVID. And when things were locked down, even though everybody's like, Atlanta was never really locked down, there were things that were locked down because you had COVID and then you had the Black Lives Matter stuff going on and streets were literally shut down and we had a curfew. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really meeting no quality niggas. Like, nope, I wasn't getting like flued out. I was doing all the things with him. All of the things were with him. You know, getting close with somebody, going places, having fun. It was supposed to be a situationship and then it got a little bit more serious. So the world wasn't open. He wasn't doing as much as he normally does. And quite frankly, I don't really know what that nigga be doing when the world is open, because I met him when the world wasn't open.
Right.
So now here we are, everybody's outside, people are hollering at me, and I am not really entertaining it yet because I'm like, that's not what we were on. But when I went to Houston, he was asleep.
Okay.
And knocked out sleep, just super tired day. We both had like a really long day. He's knocked out. I'm like, okay, well, let me turn Handmaid's Tale off. I'm going to go get in the shower and get ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting ready for bed, and his Amber Alert goes off. And you know how loud the Amber Alert is?
That shit is so annoying.
It's so fucking loud, and it'll go, like, for at least 2 minutes. Like, you got to go and turn that shit off. So I was in the bathroom getting ready, and he didn't wake up to turn it off, and it's loud as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk over to—he is knocked the fuck out. People have these spidey senses when it comes to their phones that are incredible to me. I reach over just to grab the phone to turn the Amber Alert off. You just have to do a little click. You don't need the password.
Yeah, like, okay, I got it.
This nigga shot up like the Exorcist. What? I don't even think his eyes was all the way open. I'm sitting
How
there.
How did he feel you there?
That's what I want to know. And his phone wasn't even next to him. It was like, you're sitting on the couch. The phone was over there at the end of the table. Like, it was on a whole different section. He shot up, lunged, did a high jump, and grabbed the phone and was like, oh, what the fuck? I got it. Kiki, there was an awkward silence. I just looked at him and I was like, what? I never have ever thought anything. Mm-hmm. We're super honest with each other. This is, we're not in like a relationship where it's like, you know, we're honest with each other. And so I looked at him and I was like,
what's going
on? Now I have attitude. And I just
naturally.
Looked, yeah, I wanted to punch that nigga in his eye. I turned around, went back in the bathroom. Now I'm just giving the silence treatment. You know when bitches give you the silence
treatment. I got a lot going on in my mind. It's a lot going on.
I don't know how this is going to end up. I'm mad. He's like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? I've never seen you behave this way before. Why would you do that? And so then it got me thinking, oh, the world is open back up. This nigga got, and now he out here got having options. And you might be really testing him. Maybe you're getting a little bored.
Maybe.
Bitch, I really felt some type of way. So I didn't fuck him that night.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, he woke me up in the middle of the night and was like, you still mad? Fuck yes, I'm still mad. I'm dreaming about what I'm going to do.
So what did he say his reasoning was?
He said that he just didn't hear the phone. He heard it. It was just his first reaction. Niggas never have a good... He didn't... Anything that he would have told me, and even when people send in advice letters, I say this all the time. When the phone stuff happens, it's true. Whatever you're thinking is true. I don't know how else to... That was weird. When someone acts like that over their phone, it's fucking weird. So now I'm like, all right, well, let's start reintroducing condoms into this.
Yeah.
If you're not just going to openly be honest, bro.
Yeah, because what else are you doing? And all I'm trying to do is turn off the annoying-ass alarm that has been going off. You wasn't worried about it till I got over here. Fuck you and this phone.
Fuck you and this phone.
You should have threw it at its teeth.
I'm about to be... Is Lieutenant Bay about to be absent? Because I don't like that. It reminded me of... you know how, like, when Versus first started during COVID, everybody was watching it. All the views were, like, in the millions. And it was only because we didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah, we were bored as fuck.
Yeah. And when I was having this conversation with him, I compared it to the Verses. Mm-hmm. Everybody was bored. You're locked in the house. It was a dope idea for being locked in the house. But now it's like the Verses, you'd be like, I'm not watching it.
Yeah,
because I don't care. I can go have drinks with someone or go on a date or go somewhere else. The world is back open. It's not really that interesting. Like, they're trying to keep it.
They are. They're trying to add production to it. And it's cool and everything. I don't want to watch no production on my phone.
Right. So
I don't. I miss them being at home and just keeping it cute. I want to see how you living now. What's your background looking
like? What y'all doing? But, so we'll see how this plays out. That really, I was like, wow, I didn't really think about it in this type of concept. Like, wow, the world is open and now we both have options. I have the options and I guess I kind of been.
But I don't know what to do about that.
I don't either. We gonna see. Now I got to start being sneaky and I don't like that.
Yeah, like I started fucking my friend during quarantine. I fucked a few friends during quarantine, if we're gonna be honest. Ooh, it was a wild time. I was just getting hornier and hornier by the day. I was fucking my homeboy, my homegirl. It was just a lot going on. Thomas was calling it the den of sin, my apartment. And then, you know, we got the lights behind the TV. He was like, we lost the remote somehow, so it was stuck on red. He was just like, it looks like hell every time you call me.
Y'all was in there getting it.
We were, but it was like out of boredom. Like, I mean, great times, but I know that wouldn't have happened had we not all been stuck with not many other options and just living life that way. But now it's like, okay, well, I also wasn't interested in really dating back then. Now I am. So my friend who I was fucking, I feel he keeps asking me stuff. And then the other day he was watching episodes of Cocktails and it was like, okay, so we're friends. And not that I feel like I owe you an explanation or anything, but I've said a million times, if you're fucking me, if you're dating me, any of those things, you don't need to watch Cocktails. Mm-hmm. You don't know when the stories that I'm talking about happen. Mm-hmm. I feel like no matter what, if I'm currently fucking somebody and they listen to an episode, doesn't matter when, they want to make it about them, whether it was about them or not. And it makes things awkward and uncomfortable. And it's just like, this is, things are changing. And you need to stop watching. And it's like, if quarantine wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't even be fucking.
See?
You know? And it's like, it's fine that we have been, but it's like, okay, well.
I'm curious to know if any of the listeners have noticed a change in the relationships that you maybe developed or got a little bit closer to somebody during the lockdown, because I just want to know. I don't know if I'm tripping or not.
Then some people, I got sick of them. And I don't even hit them up no more. You know, like, some people was like, ooh, you were annoying. That happens.
It brought out a lot in people.
Yeah, and whether it was good or bad, it did some things. Quarantine was a strange time. I wonder how they're going to talk about this in, like, the history books later.
I do, too.
Or the history tablets.
I know a lot of babies were made and a lot of divorces were formed.
Yeah, there were a lot of babies.
But it brings me to my next question. What? When do you think a relationship or even a situationship starts to get stale? And when I mean stale, I don't mean you don't like the person anymore, but it's just like maybe you're like, oh, like, I'm going to go visit him and I'm not going to make a lash appointment. Oh, well. Or I'm just going to put on some granny panties and a big old t-shirt. Or,
when you're not excited to see the person anymore. But I'm trying to think of why it would get stale. I guess maybe if you're doing too much of the same things and maybe sex becomes the same. Like, you know how the sex is going to go. And it felt good the first 10 times. But goddamn, can we have lucky number 11? Because we're doing the same fucking 8 counts. It's not as exciting. I know what you're going to talk about. I done heard everything.
I know what you're going to say. I wrote the script.
Yes. It's just like, this is getting bored. And when there's no progress, like, sometimes when you're dating somebody, even if you weren't expecting something more, it's like, okay, well, now we're at this point. So what's going to happen?
What is next?
Yeah. Is there anything next? Is this where it stops? Because I'm bored. It feels like you're stuck in limbo. The time frame for me,
I think when it gets to that point, I would say is like a year and 3 months.
A year and 3 months. Ooh.
I think that's when it starts being
three months for me.
3 months?
I told you I'm fickle. That's why shit don't never last. If you don't maintain some excitement for me for 90 days, you get erased. There's a movie where you can erase a whole person out of your memory. I wish that shit was real life, because there's so many niggas I would just like to erase, because what a waste. Erase them.
I mean, I guess there's some factors that fall under that. You have to maybe live in the same city. Most of the time I date niggas that don't live here.
Okay, these are same city niggas. Okay. You get more time if you're out of town.
You do, because you're missed a little bit more, because we don't see each other all the time. When we do see each other, everything's like a surprise. I can't even ride by your goddamn house.
Not that I do that anymore.
I might need to start doing it. I might be making pop-up visits to Houston.
I'm going to come.
Let's do it.
We have a spy mission.
We'll get some all-black Fashion Nova fits.
Yeah, I got a couple cat suits already. We can come creeping through.
Mm-hmm. I just hate when I start to feel like the relationship is starting to get stale.
So when it starts to get stale, like, do you bring it up? Do you try to introduce some change?
I bring it up, but I feel like when that message is delivered to men, they just don't understand it. They think stop tripping. Or, you're thinking into it too much. And I really don't think that someone can think into something too much. This is how I feel.
I'm bored.
So say something or do something to make me feel like I'm having the wrong feelings. This is not, I am thinking too hard. Because when I'm thinking too hard or digging into something that's nothing there, I can normally correct it.
Yeah.
But with this situation, that's not what's happening. So normally when I leave Houston, we have the next flight booked to when I'm coming back.
Okay.
And that didn't happen this last time.
Oh.
And so I was just like,
is this the end?
Is this the end? Like, but then I was like, he spoiled me so heavy the last time I was there. And that's why I was like, oh, were these parting gifts? But who in their right mind would just be doing shit like this? Like, we've just shared too much for each other. Girl, I'm stressed.
It's weird. Yeah, it's like, what's going on?
And I don't like when men get me to this point. I haven't felt like crazy in a long time and I'm feeling crazy.
I'm scared to feel crazy because it's not a good feeling. It's that shit is uncomfortable. It hurts in between my legs and in my butt. It hurts. It does. It's just like the most uncomfortable thing.
It's uncomfortable because sometimes you don't know, am I right about my crazy? Sometimes it's acceptable and then sometimes it's unacceptable. And I got that women's intuition that be real, even if you don't have no facts, findings, or proof. It be real, women's intuition. So I'm just trying to like woo-saw and not fuck it up to the point where we really are done, like by me doing something crazy, like popping up at his job.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You gotta let him do the crazy. You can't do the crazy. But speaking of crazy, because sometimes the niggas do the crazy. Do you think that if you date someone and you find out they're a fuckboy, do you think that they can ever change their ways and come back to your life later?
Like they were the fuckboy with me? Like, they fucked me over, and then, like, he came back, and he's like, oh, I'm rebirthed.
Yeah, can he come back as a new man? Do you think, like, basically, do you think they can change?
I do not.
You don't?
Sadly,
why not?
I don't, because I have let fuckboys come back.
Oh, I have too.
And it has never ended up with, like, oh, my gosh, he changed. Now, he may be held it together longer.
Yeah.
Like, and you start
to
think.
He's got some endurance on that ass.
But then some shit happens and you're like, oh, you just wanted this to be like a fun situation, which I don't think is fair. If you were a pre-fuck boy and then we broke up because of your fuckboyism, and then you come back into my life and you're trying to do like a, you know, let me reintroduce myself.
Yeah. I wonder
I'm expecting
guys,
more from you, which
I wonder
is
if
dumb.
Guys think that if you were dating a girl, like seriously dating her, it wasn't a just fucking situation and you see her again later and maybe you do just want to fuck her now, do they think that you have to come back as like this guy that I want to date again? You can't come as a new person? I wonder if that's what they think, because it's like, why do you keep doing this shit? We know each other already. Sometimes I'm horny too and it's okay. Speak up.
Yeah. I think if you're a fuckboy that tries to come back into my life and you really did do some dirty, you need to really come hard. Like, don't just slide in my DMs. Nigga. You need to be, if I really liked you and you know I'm probably still sad, don't come in taking advantage and fucking me up worse
but
than the first time.
But what if you're over it?
Then
like
I am
it's been
over
a long time.
It. I would be like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is not happening. And I don't even know why you thought it.
I'll let him come
back.
I'm sorry. That, like, after time has gone on and I'm not hurt no more, I just hold on to the good memories, right? So I'll be forgetting about the bad stuff till they piss me off again. So when I see him, I just be like, I love him. Oh my God, I love him. So it's fine. And yeah, I think that honestly though, I be wanting to change my expectations, but I have to keep it real with myself so I'm not on the floor crying in the shower and shit. Because yeah, they don't. I think that they can. Mm-hmm. But I think the likelihood of them changing for a person they dated before is very
slim.
They
know what you're going
to
accept.
I think that they'll only change when they want to change. Nobody's going to make them change. It's just like when they get tired of fucking up. And some of them never get tired.
And
it's like,
you're not exhausted. Like,
that's strange to me. Like, who wants to be a fuck up for the rest of their life?
Who wants to just keep putting bad karma out there into the world? Like, you just want to keep fucking people over. Every now and again, you know, we maybe fuck up some niggas' feelings. But I don't make
God
a habit
damn.
Of that. It's not
me
nice.
Either.
And
it's
not fair.
It's like you do this to every fucking body. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I really don't. I would like to talk to one of you fuckboys that's proud about it.
I would like to know, too. Like, why do you keep doing this shit? Why do you want to be a dirty hoe? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. And, you know,
can you write us an email and
please.
Let us know?
Please. Like, and then you getting everybody pregnant. I don't know. Yes. Y'all gonna be stressed. Your money getting divided up in all these different ways. And you're still out
they
here
don't
playing.
They don't be having jobs. So they don't have to worry about dividing up their money because the government can't get it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's something that they do. I read it in a book.
Was it in the book club?
Yeah, it's a book in the book club. I was listening to it today. Well, the next book for the book club, yeah, this man was like, you know, I don't want to keep no regular job because the state gonna be trying to garnish my check and the man is gonna make me pay child support. The man, this woman needs you to pay child support, take care of your kids. I'm getting mad at some of these characters,
take
but I have to remember they're
kids.
Just characters. These are fiction books. Mm-hmm.
Some of them seem like real life because they are out here in this world. And that's why I'm glad that they have things like Plan B. Because sometimes you fuck, and again, you're like, you thought he was good. And then you're like, ooh.
And sometimes that shit don't work. So I'm glad clinics are still open. And, you know,
unless you live in Texas. It's like, I mean, they open, but after 6 weeks.
You know, I took a drive on over to Louisiana. Oklahoma? Well, I don't know about Oklahoma. You
no, it's
take
a Bible
a trip.
Belt. You're not.
This is too. You could take a trip. Flights are still, they're getting up there. So y'all just be careful. Take measures on the front end, not the back end.
Yeah.
Get you a toy from Dame Products and then you don't have to worry about getting pregnant. Them toys ain't going to get you pregnant.
Them toys ain't.
Unless you use them with your man. Now that might.
Because well, when you take that little vibrator and put it behind the gooch.
And don't fuck around and have already taken your taste vitamins.
Because then it's a wrap. You know what? Kiki and I going to be pregnant next month. No, I'm playing.
Who's
playing.
Gonna be
I reviewed
pregnant?
That statement. I am playing.
I blocked that.
Mm-mm. I wonder what the listeners would do if one of us did get pregnant.
I don't know. I wonder what they would think. They're going to be trying to figure out who our baby daddy is.
Oh, I would never.
Hell, we might be too.
Who is she? I would be so sad. I do all this shit talking about, I'm going to be with Drake. Could you imagine if I got pregnant by a broke ass nigga that didn't want to take care of the baby? I'm telling you right now, if I did decide to have it, you know how we sit here with the laptops in front of us? I would bring the desktop. It would be different items in front of me until I just had. I might not even tell nobody. You'd be like
the people on TV when they're constantly hiding their bellies.
Yep. Like, I would hide that shit till the end. Jesus.
Oh, that would be a mess.
On that note, we are going to move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we have some advice for you.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane, and this week, boy, do I have a treat for you. Some of you may have seen it floating around Instagram. It's called the Illuminarium. It's literally a virtual but real safari that you go through. It's indoors, you feel the rain, you feel the stomps, you smell the lion dung. It's a great date night. For a first date, getting to know each other, or if you got kids and you need to bring those little suckers, make sure you go.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. Please send your advice emails to us at askcocktails@gmail.com, and maybe we'll read it on the show.
Okay, so the first one that I have pulled up, the subject was scared to ride dick. I've been there before. I absolutely love, love, love your show. I listen while at work, and you guys give the best advice. I need help, y'all. I just started dating this really amazing guy, and we have the best sex ever, but I'm terrified to ride his dick. I am a bigger girl, and all of my past sexual experiences, I never had to ride a dick. And quite frankly, I didn't really care, but with this guy, I really want to please him. So I want to ride that dick, but I'm scared. Like, what if I sit on it wrong or ride it wrong? Like, I need help, some tips, tricks, or something. I watch porn to get ideas, but they always have teeny tiny girls who can bounce all day on a dick. And I'm like, where the big girls at? Help a timid girl bring out her inner freak. Thanks, ladies.
You know what? I don't know if you want to do all this, but they have a tool you can use. There's lots of them. It's kind of like a rod and dick stool almost. It's got some, I don't know what the material is, something elasticy, but you sit on it, it's got a hole, so it's going to support you. So if you're a heavier girl and you might need some, or maybe your legs just weak, you don't even have to be heavy, you can sit that above him. I also think it's how you position your legs and your feet. And you got to work on them squats now. The strength ain't going to come from nowhere.
Yeah. And also, I'm not new to riding dick anymore, but for the longest time, I wouldn't ride dick. Mm-hmm. You really get to change the way you orgasm and change how good your sex can get when you're in control. Put some music on if you need to have, like, I have to have like a little rhythm to go to. Mm-hmm. Spell out coconut. And that sounds crazy. I have done it. Kiki, I think you've done it. Mm-hmm. There are certain things you can spell out that naturally make your hips work in a way that a man's penis will like. Also, I did a bonus episode on how to ride dick with Samaya from Sexual Essentials. You have to be a patron to see it, but we actually did visuals of me showing her how I ride dick, and then she was like, okay, no, now do this. Mm-hmm. But if you spell out coconut for starters, it's gonna be good dick riding skills. You might feel dumb, but he not gonna know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it works out for you, girl. Tell us how it goes.
Good luck. Okay, next one. Hey ladies, give it to me straight. I met this woman in November 2020. Right off the bat, I could tell her communication wasn't the best. It would take her hours to reply. I wasn't too concerned because we didn't know each other. We eventually fell off. She ghosted me. Okay. But I still left space for her in the back of my mind. Months later, she popped back up saying she was in my city and wanted to link up. We did, and we hit it off to the point where we escalated things rather quickly on a sexual and romantic level. For almost 6 weeks of her being in town, we really connected, spending almost every day together. I met several of her family members and friends. But even then, while in each other's presence, her communication via phone was sporadic, and her timeliness was an issue as well. She has shown up between 30 minutes to 2 hours late for our meetups. 2 hours? Goddamn! Gee,
that's rude.
And would take hours to respond to text. It frustrated me to the point where I called it quits, but she insisted on me giving her a second chance, in which I did. Other issues also took place, such as her giving affection and intimacy, then taking it away. When I'd want to cuddle, she'd reject me. Or if I wanted her to share an intimate moment, she'd dismiss me, but would want me to do those things for her on her time, it seemed. This is a selfish person. Mm-hmm. I addressed it on numerous occasions, and she would say things like, she's still getting to know me, and that I would see it as a rewarding thing, and that it's special, and that she's taking her time with intimacy, and she's trying to stick to a process of how she's done things previously. Girl, what? Yet we've already had sex and have done everything else under the sun. She eventually went back to her state after she requested that we court each other exclusively. And still the same problems arise. Inconsistencies with text and still no phone calls. At this point, I'm really wondering if I should move on or be patient. Thank you, T. Side note, this is from a woman. So these are lesbians.
Okay.
She don't like you that much.
She don't.
6 weeks is a long time.
There's something she's trying to get from you. I don't know what it is. Do you have money?
I'm wondering if maybe she hasn't really been with a lot of women before and she's testing it out, or maybe...
maybe she's juggling a lot of people and you just aren't top of the list. Because I know sometimes when I have done that, there's always a straggler that you want to keep. You want, when I make time, I want to get to know you, but you're not at the top of the list. Someone mm-hmm. else is really, really has my attention and you're just like a pocket person.
She's probably doing a lot of dating and doing stuff with other people. Or maybe she feels like you're too attached. I don't know. But then she introduced you to the family. She just seems like she's just not that into you, whatever it may be. She likes you enough to do the things, but like to backtrack on it, I don't know. I don't think she's really feeling it for whatever reason.
I don't either. And it's always okay to like tell this to someone. You know, you don't mm-hmm. have to go off, but maybe you could say, hey, if you are not into me, let me know so that I'm not wasting my time. Mm-hmm. That's always.
I feel like you're stringing me along and it's not cool.
Yeah, and we don't have to do this. Like, if you need clarification, I'm at a point now where I be needing to know, like, what's going on. And I've also been told about myself. The white guy that I went on that date with, and ooh, I was, you know, cracking. He was like, look, if things, we were supposed to go somewhere else, and I just never responded to him. And that was wrong. And it was just, he was low on the totem pole. And so, but he did reach out, and he was like, you know, we are still in the same friend groups in some way. So, like, I don't want things to be awkward. If you want me to not reach out to you anymore, just let me know. If you're not interested, just let me know.
Yeah.
So, I think you should ask her.
I think so, too. Good luck, girl.
And also, you don't want somebody like that in your life. You don't want them to keep putting you on the back burner. You probably don't deserve that.
Are you a back burner, bitch? I think the fuck not. All right. So we're going to move on to the cocktails. Remember, you can send your cocktails to cocktails.atl@gmail.com and maybe we'll read it on the show. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a ho, 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 was a ho. So I have this one up and it says, hey, ladies, I love you guys so much. And I've been a faithful listener and patron for a while.
Thank you.
I almost said patron. What's wrong with me? I want a drink. Okay. So I decided that it's finally time for me to send my cocktail. So a while ago when I was in college, I met this guy. He wasn't my typical type of guy, but he was pretty cute. And he was such a nice guy, so I decided to try it out. We went out for drinks at a bar not too far from my dorm, and we had a great time. While we were there, he kept telling me about this show he had just started watching on HBO. Now, me being a broke college student, I didn't have HBO because that wasn't in my budget. Instead of saying that, I suggested that we go back to his place so I could see it. Once we got there, we were cuddling on his couch watching the show. We laid down in the spooning position, so my booty was up against him. He was rubbing all on my thighs, and his big hands felt so nice that I didn't want to stop him. I felt him getting hard, but sex wasn't in my plans for the night, and I made sure that he knew that. About 30 minutes later into the show, he makes this weird grunt and moans, I'm about to nut. What? I look back and said, you're about to what? Before I could even finish my sentence, this nigga nutted without even touching the puss. I was mortified. He was wearing basketball shorts, but they were the cheap ones that you could get at Walmart, so there was sperm all on my little leg. When he went to the bathroom to clean himself up, I wiped my leg with a wet paper towel in the kitchen and took off before he came out of the bathroom. Thank God I drove my own car. Then he had the audacity to ask me why I left. I swiftly blocked his number.
Then he decided to message me on IG. So, of course, I had to block him on there, too. I guess my soft skin was just a little too much for him. LOL.
That's funny. I had a college story like that. I shared it in the beginning cocktails where we didn't even have sex yet, and he nutted all over my black skirt. And I had to leave. Like, I was just sitting there looking like, what happened?
How?
Why?
That's tough. Sorry for the guys out there. Damn, that sucks. I couldn't imagine. You got to put a panty liner in your stuff.
Yeah, something. Catch a little catch pad. That. Right.
You got to catch that sperm now. You having a leak out of that mesh short?
She said she blocked his number. This don't even deserve any explanation. Bye, nigga. Okay, next one is titled Dick Fished. Hey, ladies. I just want to say I love y'all. I hope this isn't too long, but here it goes. Quick backstory. I have herpes. When talking to a potential sex partner, I let that be known straight off the bat, answering any questions and letting them know and letting them decide if they wanted to proceed. Good for you. Keep this in mind while we go on. So I met this guy on FetLife. It's a BDSM thing. We'll call him Eric. His thick 9-inch dick had me intrigued. So I let him know everything and he's okay with it. So we set a date and we meet up. The day of, he tells me to bring some toys with me, which included an 8-inch dildo, a silicone anal plug, and a wand. Y'all, within 5 minutes of being in the room, I have my dildo deep in my pussy and my wand on my clit. He proceeds to make me come so hard, I screamed and squirted all over the toys and the bed. Now it's time to get to that thick dick in my mouth. While I'm trying to fit all the dick in my mouth, I notice he isn't getting fully erect. I'm thinking to myself, oh, it'll pass. Y'all, he could not stay hard. He kept saying, I don't like condoms. I got fucked with my toys more than him. With the third and final condom, he was able to fuck me hard and deep until he was ready to come and he comes on my face. Afterwards, he says, I didn't eat you out for long and I didn't swallow. I should be all right, right? Oh, because the herpes thing. Mm-hmm. Unless you were lying about having it. My nigga.
What? Why would you lie about that?
You weren't asking me that when you were fucking my face. And why would I lie about something like that? I was going to give him a chance to redeem himself. But after that comment, I seriously doubt it. Sorry for the long story, but needed to tell someone the full story since the one friend that knew about me meeting him doesn't know I have herpes. Signed, Dickfish and Annoyed. That's weird.
That is. Why would anybody lie about that? I feel like people would lie about not having it before lying about having it.
Like you would, see, I don't know, girl, but
that's
yeah.
That's why it's hard to be honest with people because they just, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and I wonder if he's a young man. It's always interesting to me when younger men have a hard time getting hard. One time my dad was telling me that sometimes if you eat too much red meat.
Wait, why were y'all talking about hard dicks?
No, we weren't talking about hard dicks. We were talking about men not being able to get hard. And it came
hard dicks, girl. We weren't talking about hard dicks. We were talking about men not being able to get hard.
We're talking about soft dicks.
Okay.
So it came from my dad talking about him and my brother, but really my dad, they're always trying to get me and my mom and my sister to be vegan. And so when my dad was talking to me about it, he was like, and you know, sometimes eating a lot of red meat for men, it can affect their prostate and sometimes they can have trouble getting erect. Mm-hmm. And like when he said that to me, I was like, okay, dad, next subject. But I did take a mental note of that. And I was like, dang, like maybe because I've dealt with young men that have had a hard time getting hard. And it's just like, you have to take that. I'm like, what you eating for breakfast? Ribs. No, I'm just saying, if y'all want to take a little note, try it out.
Oh my God, that's crazy. All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Remember to check us out on Patreon every single Monday for a bonus episode. It's patreon.com/cocktails. And, I got a call.
I thought you were about to crack up. I was like, what happened?
Nothing. It's something in my throat. I don't know what. I wish it was some liquor, so I'm about to go get some. Y'all follow us on Instagram @cocktailspodcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
And I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
Until next week, you guys. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Yeah. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.